And welcome back. Our last segment today with Philip Wegman from Real Clear Politics in Washington, D.C. And Philip, I want to get to Biden versus the GOP on the debt deal. But just before I do that, one thought again on the DeSantis-Trump back and forth. Here's what I wish somebody would ask Trump, because he's going to come out and say some things against against DeSantis here and there, because that's just how he does it. Would it not be a good question to ask Donald Trump, in that you endorsed him for governor before, if DeSantis, based on what he's done with Florida since your endorsement, were he not running for president, but if he were running for re-election of Florida, would you not re-endorse him again?
I think that's a good way to cut through a lot of the conjecture, a lot of the posturing. And the answer is, of course, mm-hmm. Trump's answer is going to be that he likes DeSantis as a governor of Florida. They were more than close during the previous administration.
Right.
His big gripe now is that DeSantis broke the cardinal rule of Trump world. He wasn't loyal in Trump's eyes. He challenged him. And so I put the loyalty question to Representative Chip Roy, probably one of the more conservative members of the House who is backing DeSantis. I asked him about loyalty, and he said, in this country, you have loyalty to God and the Constitution. You don't have loyalty to a prince.
Yeah.
And he added that the anointment of political candidates is un-American claptrap.
Wow. Forgive me, but amen to that. I mean, but, you know, because we have so much where we don't function on policy or principle or position, but we function on personality, and I don't find that in the Constitution.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think that one of the things that's inseparable from Trump and his personality is what you see is what you get. He is bombastic, he is aggressive, and that's the way that he governed. He governed quickly, and he broke things, and that's exactly what conservatives wanted him to do. They wanted the system to have a shock. And so the question now is it just enough to rebuke Biden and Democrats and get a different president in the White House and have maybe 4 years of deregulation and perhaps some Supreme Court justices? Or do you want an actual legislative revolution?
Yeah.
It seems that DeSantis is offering something much more broad. And if you talk to these guys, the DeSantis people will say, look, you don't want just, one more term of a Republican. You don't want 4 years. You want eight.
Yeah.
That's why you should vote for DeSantis.
Yeah.
That's their argument.
Yeah, 8 years of hopefully doing for the country what we've done in Florida. I mean, that'll be their angle. Okay, let me get to my last section here. We've only got about 5 minutes left. And so I want to get this to you. Again, we're talking to Philip Wegman, our great friend, the White House correspondent for Real Clear Politics. Biden versus the GOP on the debt and the debt deal that seemingly over this weekend of remembrance of Memorial Day, that they came to some deal. Did they really? I mean, is there a deal that they're ready to take and all put their names to it? Or is this just, well, we're really, really close?
There's a deal between Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. The question is whether or not House Republicans are going to go along with this, or if once again House Republicans are going to have to lean on Democratic votes like they did previously during the Obama administration and elsewhere to get this thing through. The conservatives are frustrated because it doesn't cut enough. The current deal between the president and the speaker, it freezes spending at financial year 2022 levels, but it increases defense spending. And some of the other add-ons, like permitting reform, that's not something that was included. So we will see what the final product looks like. But, this is a modest spending increase. McCarthy, he has a slim majority. Republicans only have the House. And we'll see if this type of rear guard action is something that House conservatives are happy with, or if they, they'll throw out McCarthy because he wasn't more aggressive. And let me tell you, the House Freedom Caucus and some of these other conservatives, they're already starting to talk openly about motions to vacate the chair.
Really?
Yeah, that's what's bubbling up right now. This was, for more than 100 days, the White House refused to negotiate on the debt ceiling. Eventually, they came to the table, and the question of House Republicans now is, will they stick together even though they did not get everything that they wanted?
So the people that might push for vacating the chair, do they have an idea of who it is they would like to have occupying the chair?
Of course not.
Yeah, because for them, though, I mean, if you're going to get real about it, it would almost have to be one of them that are not going to vote for this deal, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that the majority of House Republicans are on board with this currently. I haven't seen any whip counts yet, but this is likely something that will not be a party line vote, but instead some Democrats will cross the aisle and advance. McCarthy's in a tough spot here. He can only lose 5 or 6 votes within his caucus and still be speaker. And yet they're asking him to be incredibly aggressive with the White House when Democrats, they really are holding more cards than Republicans. They have the Senate, they have the White House. And so,
and they have the media,
and that would be hard to disagree with.
Yeah, well, and let's remember McCarthy. It's not like he won the speakership on the first ballot.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of arm twisting and begging and pleading and promising to even get the speakership. A lot of them may now fall back in line and go, okay, it's just not panning out the way we thought it would.
Yeah, and so there is a split. There are some in the House Freedom Caucus, like Representative Thomas Massie, who say that the real reform can come during the appropriations process. That's where Republicans can carve up some of this funding. There are others, like Representative Ralph Norman, who are saying, wait a minute, we backed McCarthy on the idea that we were actually going to really decrease spending. This is a spending increase. This isn't anything close to what it is that we wanted. And it's hurting cats once again. But for the Republican Party to be making an argument about principle when it comes to spending, they're
pretty hard.
In the last house.
Pretty hard to do. When you have enough egg on your own face, it's a little hard to rush up and to make that slam against the other party. Don't get me wrong. The Democrats want to spend out of their minds, but the Republicans in recent years haven't been that far behind them. Philip, as always, my friend, I appreciate you being with us today. Thanks so much on this day after the holiday. It's pretty hard to get back in gear here. You're one of the brighter parts of my day. But thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thank you, Pat.
Podcasts by Federated Media.